Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Cornella Edgar Lee. First name is Cornella, C-O-N-E-L-L-A. Last name is Edgar Lee, E-D-G-E-R-L-Y, elderly Edgar Lee. Date of birth 6/16/2010. This letter is being written to Dr. Maribel Ruiz. First name is Maribel, M-A-R-I-B-E-L. Last name is Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, Ruiz. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 212, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-8280. Fax number 408-254-1089. Dear Dr. Ruiz, thank you for asking me to see this 12-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Cornella has been having hives and some cough and wheezing as of recently, period. He was diagnosed with asthma at age 5 and was hospitalized, and ever since then he has had recurrent wheezing, but it seems to be getting better, period. He had many hospital, many ER visits, but right now he is pretty well maintained on nebulizer and an albuterol inhaler, period. Most of his asthma attacks are precipitated by activity and colds, and he knows how to use his inhaler period. He has used inhaled steroids 5 years ago, but as of recently his asthma is pretty episodic, and he sleeps well and does not seem to have any ongoing symptoms, period. There is some exposure to smokers and dogs, and certainly that would be, I recommended that exposure to dogs and smokers should be reduced as much as possible, period. There is minor history of nasal congestion, for which he uses some Benadryl, and that is generally quite effective, period. He seems to sleep well and attends his school regularly and is able to participate in normal, usual physical activities without any significant shortness of breath or other asthma-like symptoms, period. As you know, he has recently seen a cardiologist for sinus arrhythmia and palpitation, and will be appropriately followed, period. He's also scheduled to see a pulmonary specialist at Stanford, and that would be certainly adequate to make sure his lungs are doing well, which period. His lungs are doing well. Period. New paragraph. There is a history of obvious some food allergies, and he had some reactions with itching and some hives for which Benadryl was taken. Period. This happened not too long ago, and he ate some trail mix, and that was full of all kinds of nuts and other foods, period. Detailed history taking revealed that he can eat, number one, peanut butter spread and Nutella spread, which is hazelnut, and that certainly should not be causing any problem, period. Certainly there are many other nuts and other foods that could be the source of some food allergy-like symptoms, period. He had some hives 3 years ago and as of recently, but there is no evidence of any coughing, shortness of breath, vomiting, diarrhea, throat tightness, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Family is obviously concerned about significant food allergies, and and period. Mother works in a hospital and is certainly quite aware of aware of anaphylaxis to foods and tree nuts, period. She's certainly concerned about tree nut allergies, period, and that should that needs to be explored, period. He can eat almonds, but we are not sure of other nuts, period. He has eaten some cookies and other kinds of foods that might contain nuts, and there is no evidence of any anaphylaxis, period. Certainly, minor reactions may be difficult to remember, period. New paragraph. I did some RAS testing, and I will be sending you a copy of that, period. However, his total IgE is extremely high, period. The level, his total IG level number is is 1340, which is almost 12 times normal. He's demonstrating large positive reactions to many different nuts and some other allergens, and I don't think clinically most reactions to foods are relevant, period. A new paragraph. Allergy testing revealed a very large reaction to grasses, trees, and period. There was minor some reaction to cats and dogs, period. He demonstrated reaction to certain foods like rice, soybean, wheat, chicken, eggs, etc. And he has not and sunflower, and has been eating these foods without any problem, period. I believe a lot of these reactions are just expression of sensitization, but no obvious significant allergies, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them a copy of allergy tests and answered all their questions, period. I told them to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. New paragraph. Family has EpiPen, and I believe we should continue to carry EpiPen and need it if there is a reaction. I also recommended they go on YouTube and watch EpiPen video, and that is very helpful in many ways. Teaches administration of EpiPen very nicely, period. New paragraph. Because it is not very clear that which foods in a trail mix or in mixes of nut might have caused the reaction, I am recommending the following. Number one, stay away from all the nuts, but certainly he can consume nuts which he has been eating without any problem, like almonds, peanut butter and hazelnut butter and sunflower seeds, period. Number two, I am referring him to Lucile Packard Children's Hospital for possible challenge studies to see if more nuts could be included in his diet without any significant problems, period. I will be arranging that referral, and hopefully we will get more definitive answer, period. It's safer to do these challenge tests in in a place where they are set up to monitor reactions and nurses available to take care of any reactions. Period. My diagnosis, food allergies, possibly to some nuts, possibly to some nuts. Number two, mild asthma. Number three, mild exercise-induced asthma. Number four, mild allergic rhinitis. Number five, history of recent hives, possibly idiopathic or maybe related to some foods. Period. My treatment plan. Number one, use Benadryl 25 milligram as and when needed for hives. Number two, use EpiPen if there's any significant reaction suggesting anaphylaxis. Number three, no nuts to be eaten till challenge studies can be done. Number four, continue to eat the nuts and other foods which have not caused any problem. And number five, albuterol inhaler as and when needed for wheezing and coughing and exercise-induced bronchospasm. Number six, environmental precautions were discussed in great detail, and family was instructed to make sure that Canela is not exposed much to dogs and smokers. Period. It was a pleasure taking care of such a nice family, and I'm hopeful family. Period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care. I certainly would keep you informed about his consultation results and report at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital for possible challenge studies. Period. As new paragraph, as always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with the warmest of modes. End of dictation on patient Canela Edgar Lee. Thank you.